What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Pass out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of Dynasty Game Night. I am back as your host once again, Rocky Petrella, Dynasty FF Addict on Twitter. And we got three great guests tonight for our games. I'll just get right into introducing them. First, I will go with Andrew Hall. He happens to host some podcast that some people may have heard of called Dynasty Junkies. He's one of the co-hosts there, among other things. Andrew, how you doing?
Doing great, Rocky. Long time no talk.
Yeah. And then we got Shane Barrett from the Fantasy Nightcap. Shane, how you doing?
I am good, man. It's been a crazy-ass week, but I am glad to be here.
And then finally, we have the lesser Paul Vogt. Nate Palva from IBT Media, among other, I'll let you guys plug all your stuff at the end of the show, but I'll just the one that pops off the top of my head was IBT. So, Nate, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Stoked to be here. I'm excited. I mean, even here's how much you know I wanted to be here. Shane's here and I'm still here. I'm kidding. Hey, I love you, Shane.
That is quite the sacrifice for you, Nate.
I appreciate the shirt.
Shane, I love you.
I love you too.
Those listening, Shane is wearing a shirt that says F you.
It's for Furman University, to be very, very clear, but F you.
Okay, so we got three games tonight. I'm going to get right into it. I feel like we've been on a little bit of a stretch here where we've been doing a lot of non-fantasy related games, name games, and different types of things. We actually do have two games tonight that will involve fantasy or NFL. But of course, we do have a name game. That pretty much every episode has a name game at this point. We have one I'm calling ADP Rewind, and then a NFL Leaders BS game. So I guess I will go with I'll go with Nate. I'll let you pick the first game.
Let's do the ADP one.
Okay, ADP Rewind. This is how this is going to work is. I am going to give you a position and a year, and you will have. We will. What we're doing? We're going to go round robin style. I'll start with Nate, and we'll go clockwise. And you guys will have to try and guess as many. Take turns guessing as many of the top 15 at the position and year that I name in the Superflex DLF ADP. Well, it's just DLF ADP. I use Superflex, but I think except for one of them because they didn't have Superflex. But it doesn't really matter because these are all positional. They're not overall anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But so you will be guessing ADP, the guys that fall in the top 15 for the year and the position that I say. Like I said, we'll go around. You'll just each take a guess. You get to get one wrong and still keep going, so you get like one mulligan. And then if you get two wrong, you're out. If you get the second one wrong, someone needs to get it after you to knock you out. So if they don't, then you are not out. And the scoring on this may be considered maybe a little weird. I didn't want to do it. I do think they get progressively harder. So I wanted to make each one worth more points, but 1, 2, 3, 4 seemed a little bit too much weight on the last game for me. So it's actually going to go 3, 4, 5, 6. So the first one will be worth 3 points, second one worth 4, third, fourth one worth 5, last one worth 6. Everybody got it?
Got it.
Okay, we'll start with you, Nate, since you picked the game. And the first position is tight end. Okay. 2020 ADP. All you got to do is guess one of the guys in the top 15, and we're just going to keep going around.
Kelsey.
Wait, can I ask a quick question? Yes. ADP as of, like, July?
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry. Like... I should have said that. Yes, all of these are – yeah, I went back, and all of them are July of that year. Okay. So, yeah, that is a good question to ask. It's July 2020 or whatever year it is. It's going to be July.
Okay.
And, yes, Kelsey is obviously one of them.
I assumed.
So that would make – Andrew, that would make you next.
Logan Thomas?
No, not in 2020.
Off to a roaring start.
So you're still in the game, but yep. Yeah. So Shane, 2020 tight ends.
George Kittle.
Yes.
We're going to go Hockenson.
Hockenson is, yes. He was actually tight end 9 back then.
Ooh.
So Andrew.
Waller.
Yes. Waller. Tight end 5.
Mark Andrews.
Mark Andrews is on there. Yes. So we got 5. Andrews, the only one with an X so far.
Noah Fant.
Noah Fant. Yes. Tight end 7 ahead of Hawk. So, Andrew, we're back to you.
Evan Engram.
Evan Engram was tight end 6 this time last year.
Good.
So that is correct. So yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 7 of the guys so far. Shane did not like that. The Evan Engram.
Golly. Hunter Henry.
Hunter Henry. Yes.
Johnny Smith.
Johnny is not on the list.
What?
He was not in the top 15 in ADP last year. So Nate has an X. Andrew has an X. Shane does not.
Okay. I am stressed out. I'm not going to lie. This is wow. Okay. Gerald Everett.
Maybe in 2021, but not in 2020.
I thought maybe like this time last year, he might've been like ahead of the other guy might've had. Okay. All right.
No, this was no. Remember, if you remember this time, well, after in 2019, he had that long string of games.
That's what I'm thinking of then. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy Tyler. Thinking of.
Well, wait. I was going to say, does that mean I'm out? Because I had
once
two
you said now? It correctly, that means you're out. So yeah, as long as someone gets it after you, you're out. So Tyler Higbee is a correct answer. He was tight end 12.
I just want to say for the record, I hate tight ends. And this is nope.
Well, this is only the first one. You'll have a chance to come back. So Nate, we're back to you.
Oh man. I'm gonna say OJ Howard.
OJ Howard is not on there. So if Shane can name one of the guys that are on there. He wins. If not, then you get another chance. And if neither of you can get anybody else, you'll split the points. And Shane, if you do get it wrong, you just don't knock Nate out. If you get it wrong, you're still in the game. You have no access yet.
I'm going for the kill, Rocky. Let's try this.
No pressure.
There's one glaring me in the face, and I can't figure out who it is.
There's no official time limit, but if you take too long, I'm going to have to give you an X.
Let's go Blake Jarwin.
Jarwin is not correct, so Nate is not out. So, Nate, you got another chance here. If you can guess the guy, you can stay in the game. If not, then you're just out, and yeah, 3 X's and you're done.
Eric Ebron.
And Shane wins that one, so... There is one. Wow. You guys did not get tight end 4 from this time last year, by the way.
Who was it?
Anybody want to hazard to get one more guess?
Tell me.
Guy that this time last year was still highly thought of. And
Kyle Rudolph.
I was going to say Ertz.
Yeah, Zach Ertz.
Yeah.
I should have known that. I drafted him for Scott Fishbowl as my tight end 4.
I took him in a startup the other day.
Where was Goddard?
Goddard was 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, that was another game. That was another one that you guys might get because he's still on a lot of people's minds now. And I know you guys were saying some people. Yeah, the other ones
I hate tight ends. Nope.
The other ones you didn't get were Hurst at 11, Jared Cook at 13, Gesicki at 14, and Gronk at 15.
I thought Gesicki. I almost said Gesicki, but I was like, no, dude, people weren't hot on him until the season started.
I almost said Gronk because I was like, you know, Andrew said Everett, and that was wrong, and I knew Higby was in there, and then you said OJ Howard, Nate, and I was like, Do I try the strategy again and go Gronk? But I didn't know if he'd been back for long enough.
Yeah, I don't remember when he came back either, but he was at least in the top 15. He's still people are drafting him as a tight end too. Okay, so we'll go to the next position. We will start. We're going to rotate who we start with. So Andrew's going to start this one. And this is quarterbacks 2019, July 2019.
Pat Mahomes.
Yes.
So Shane. Dak Prescott.
Dak, yes. Dak was QB12, though.
Wow.
Interesting. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, yes. Yeah, remember this.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, yes.
As a rookie.
He was a rookie, but he was already QB8.
Wow. Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan, QB11.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson, QB13 back then. It was after his rookie year, I believe, where he hadn't really done much yet.
I'm going to say Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz, QB6. How the mighty have fallen.
Before he fell.
So that brings us back to Shane. You guys are doing a lot better on this one, than even though it's 2 years ago, than you were on the tight ends, it seems like.
Drew Brees.
Drew was not in the top 15. I guess they were. People were already worried about him being old, I guess. So Shane has 1X, so that brings us to Nate.
Oof. Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, QB2.
That fits. I'm going to do Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, QB7. Back to Shane. You got to get this right to stay in the game. Unless everybody's wrong after you. Yeah, you guys, it gets a little tougher the more we get, especially as the further back we get, 2019.
Yeah.
Got to move your mind back a little bit.
I can do it. I'm old. It doesn't bother me.
Nate's like, I remember 2019 better than yesterday.
This is Dynasty? ADP, right?
Dynasties, yep, ADP, DLF ADP from July 2020.
This is such a homer pick. But... Baker Mayfield.
QB5.
Let's go.
That was back when he was overrated. there are 1, 2, 3. There's only 5 left. If we run through them all, then you're just going to split the points again, just like I said with the thing if people go out at the same time. Whoever's left will still split the points.
It's up to Nate, right?
Yeah.
Yes, it's on Nate now.
So 2019.
Yep, July, this time in 2019.
Jared Goff.
QB9.
Great guess. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady also must have been considered too old because he is not on there. Oh. So 1X for you, 1X for Shane, no X's for Nate.
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford also not on there, Shane.
Damn.
So thank God. As long as Nate or Andrew can get one after you, you are out.
Stafford was going to be my next guest. Thanks, Shane.
You're welcome. Love it. Bastard.
Yeah, I am pretty lucky.
There are only 4 left, though.
So I'm going to throw up in my mouth saying this, but Kirk Cousins.
QB15.
Oh, so that knocked Shane out. Don't
throw up in your mouth. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Andrew knows. Kirk Cousins is my guy. I'm the weight on QB and Superflex guy, and he gets you low QB1 points.
I mean, that's fair. I hate him, and I know it's unreasonable. So it's fine.
Okay, so Shane is out. We're down to Nate and Andrew. Andrew has 1X. Nate, I believe, has 0. Mm-hmm. So Andrew, you gotta get one here or have Nate not get the next one. So
Andrew Luck.
Very good. QB3.
Nice.
Back pocket. I was saving it. I was like, nope, that's definitely on there because he hadn't retired yet.
So there are 2 left. If you guys get these 2, then like I said, we'll split the points.
Ooh,
But Nate's got one more extra guess than Andrew does.
This is a total dart throw, but Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is not on there. So 1X for Nate, 1X for Andrew. Andrew, can you name one of these two guys? There's only two guys left.
I'm going to say Daniel Jones.
And that would be incorrect.
Oh,
so
there's a glaring one on here, Nate, that I should have guessed.
If you get this, you knock Andrew out. If you don't, you both have two X's. We're just going to split the points.
Derek Carr.
And we're splitting the points.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. God.
Josh Allen is not on there.
No, he's not on there. No.
Was that his?
That was his year. That was before he blew up. That was the second year. I thought it was the second year.
Right?
Yeah. I thought it was going into a second. Yeah. But he wasn't hot stuff yet.
I'm actually a little surprised he's not on there going. I mean, he still had the
rush. I didn't say him early because I didn't think he was going to be there yet. But when we got that far down the list, I was like, is it him?
I was going to say Jameis.
Jameis was QB 14.
Jameis.
That was before he had the LASIK.
Yeah, we split the points. So Andrew got two there. Nate got two there. Scott has three. So he's still in the lead.
Thank you.
And the Shane last one three. That you did not get was QB 10, which was Cam Newton. Okay, and you may have noticed a pattern here. We're going now to 2018, progressively back in time. And we are doing running backs. Top 15 running backs in ADP 2018, 3 years ago this time. By the way, I meant to say this at the top. I want to give a hat tip to Matt Price for helping me, for giving me the idea to do this game. He's a couple times recently on the DLF Dynasty podcast. He's done this with Ryan and Dan Myler. So that's how I came up with this idea. So thank you, Matt. But anyway, I stalled enough, Shane, to give you time to come up with one.
CMC.
CMC, yes, but he was RB12.
Yeah, I think that was before he was full-time.
Yep.
Le'Veon.
After his rookie year, he was good, but not the CMC we know now.
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, RB6.
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt, RB7. So that's back to Shane.
David Johnson.
Nice one. RB3 back in 2018.
Makes sense. Todd Gurley.
RB1.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, RB8.
I'm too young for this. I had too many questions.
You were playing fantasy in 2018.
Yeah, I was. I've been playing since I was 10. Doesn't mean I remember shit.
You should remember shit better than us older guys. So.
Right?
Come on.
Alvin Kamara.
RB5.
Oh, yep.
Melvin no exists for anybody yet.
Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon.
Yes. RB10.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes. You guys are doing better in this one than I thought. A lot of these names have been pretty easy. I'm impressed with a couple of them. David Johnson pull, I thought, was nice. That's when you have to kind of move your mind back. Yeah.
Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler is the first wrong answer, Shane. Sorry.
Mother.
So that's an X for you.
Yes.
So now we're back to Nate. And then they are getting a little harder, but I definitely think there's gettable ones here.
So 2018... Trying to think about who I was drafting in 2018. Mark Ingram?
He is not on the list. So X for Shane, X for Nate. Andrew looks very happy about that. Andrew, you have a guess.
Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
He's a rookie. Yeah.
God, that's right. This is his third season.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that was going to be my guess. And now
I was like, I'm not letting the hard ones. I'm going to keep the hard ones instead of guessing them first. That was a bad play last time. I'm figuring it out.
So now we're back to Shane. Shane and Nate both with a wrong answer, so they could be knocked out with another one. Shane is deep in thought.
This is going to be wrong. Nick Chubb.
Not Nick Chubb. So as long as Nader, Andrew get one, you are out.
Chris Carson.
No Chris Carson. So that's your second X. So Andrew, if you can get this, you win.
Wow. That's some pressure, guys. I like it. I have two. I'm bouncing between. I'm just going to go with just Aaron Jones.
No.
Dang it.
That was now, his rookie year, wasn't it?
You guys with the two X's, if you get it wrong, you're still out despite no one getting it after you. So you get a second chance, though. That's the way we're working this. So, Shane, you get one more chance.
I get one more chance?
Yeah, because no one successfully eliminated you.
This is July?
July 2018.
18. James Conner.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. So you are now definitely out. Nate, this is Andrew only has one X. So if you get this wrong, you are definitely on. Andrew gets the points.
So I'm going to go David Montgomery.
That's not also league. Incorrect. Yeah, I think that was the year before he came
out. Oh, man, it totally was. Yep. It was 2019.
So Andrew gets the points for that one.
My guess, though. Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
The other one I was going to say was Derrick Henry.
No.
Okay.
No.
So that was still back when he was splitting with DeMarco Murray.
I wasn't sure if in this time if he was still coming up or not. And I almost said DeMarco Murray, but I was like, no, that was too late. I don't think he was still good then.
Okay, so that was 5 points for Andrew, who now pulls a bit ahead there. So he's got 7. Nate has 2.
I did.
Scott has 3.
Can you get my name right?
I said Scott more than once, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. What am I doing?
Rocky's drunk.
Yeah, I think too many.
Rudy's drunk over there. It's fine.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, Shane.
It's okay.
Not the first Scott Barrett. I think that's maybe where my head was. So.
That happened. Okay, so when I first met Shane, that happened to me, too. I was like, Scott Barrett, Shane Barrett.
I think that's what it is. Back, it's to the Yuenglings and the combination of there being existing Scott Barrett is messing me up. You should have said something earlier. Now we've gone through like a whole game with me.
We did.
Scott.
Russ has to leave that in.
I know. You can't edit that out.
I had another guess, though, for the game.
It at least makes it entertaining for the
people. A long shot. Carlos Hyde.
No.
Ooh. TJ Yeldon?
No. There are some crazy names on here. No.
AJ Peterson. AJ Peterson. Adrian Joe Mixon? Peterson.
Joe Mixon, yes. One of the easier ones left.
You have a Bengals jersey, Andrew. No excuse.
Hey, Andrew, went to the Green Day Weezer Fall Out Boy concert yesterday, and the bassist for Weezer was wearing a Bengals t-shirt.
Uday. I like it.
Okay. I'll just give you the rest so we can move on to the last one. Leonard Fournette, you guys missed. RB9.
Duh.
Listen to these three names. Devontae Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
RB13, Darius Geis, RB14.
As a rookie.
Mother.
This one is the funniest one. Jerick McKinnon, RB15. I guess that was back when he made that hype with
signed
with the Niners.
That was when he signed with the Niners and he got hurt.
Everyone, yeah, he got all hyped up about him. Yeah. Damn.
I bought into him super early. Same. For sure.
Okay, so like I said, that one was worth 5 points. So Andrew has 7. Nate has 2, and Shane has 3. I will definitely not get that wrong the rest of the episode. I can guarantee you that. So this last one is worth 6 points. So because you each got at least part of a win in each one, whoever wins this actually wins, unless the points are split. If you get all 6 points for the, if you win outright, whoever wins will win the whole thing.
I swear to God, if you say it's kickers.
It is not kickers.
It's wide receivers for 2017.
Yep, it's the one position we haven't done. We are starting with Nate.
Oh, wide receivers, 2017. This is easy. Doug Baldwin.
Wide receiver 15.
Wow.
Just snuck on there.
Wow. All right. Odell Beckham Jr.
Wide receiver 1.
Yep.
Antonio Brown.
Receiver 3.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan is not on here.
Man, seriously?
It must have been that whole his injury-prone period. People were debating.
Yep, it was right right around there.
He was still injury prone.
I'm surprised he's not on here.
Obviously, I'm shocked.
Yeah, I mean, he's been around a little while. He was still good, just getting hurt then, I guess. And people did not like that. So, Andrew.
Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas, no. Was that after his rookie year, maybe?
I feel like that might have been. Yeah, that was like his second year in the league. He wasn't up there yet, but I thought he was up there immediately. Damn. All right.
So we already got two X's. Going back further in time is making this harder.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, yes. Good guess.
Shane took my answer. So 2017.
I still can't get over the fact that I called you Scott for 20 minutes. I've talked to Shane like plenty of times and
I'm telling you. Talking for a week.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, it's the Yinglings, and it's the fact that they're existing. I'm sure Scott Barrett.
I'm sure Shane's been called worse. It's
probably just today.
Yeah.
But Nate, we bought some time for you. You got a guess.
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson is correct.
Ooh.
That's when he was in Jacksonville, too, right?
Yep. That's a good one. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yes. I believe Shane and Nate each have an X. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Andrew and Nate have an X. Yep. My bad.
Tyreek Hill.
He apparently hadn't done enough yet because that is incorrect. So now I'm right that Shane has an X. Everybody has an X. So here we go, Nate.
Okay, so.
Oh, and I made a mistake here. I apologize, guys. I somehow missed that Michael Thomas was on the list. Who said Michael Thomas?
Me.
That was Andrew. A correct answer.
I knew it.
I don't know how I missed that. Again, must be the Yinglings. So Andrew does not have an X.
Okay.
Feels good.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, that doesn't really, that shouldn't have really affected the game after, because it's not like you guys had a chance to guess them afterwards thinking it was wrong. So we're still good. My screw up didn't screw things up too much. So, but now we are to Nate, who needs to get this one right.
I don't know why I'm having such a hard time with this. 2017, top 15 wide receivers.
It's because you're old.
The memory goes.
It's the first thing to go, really.
Yeah, MT was actually wide receiver. Again, I don't know how I missed that when I looked over at the list real quick. He was wide receiver.
Great, Rocky. Thank you. Wait, whose turn is it?
It is Nate.
Okay, just like, wait, is it me?
My brain's semi-broken right now.
I don't believe it.
Devontae Adams.
He is not on the list. And that one I'm sure of. He is definitely not on the list. So, Andrew, get this right. Knock Nate out. Or Shane gets it right.
T.Y. Hilton.
Yes. Wide receiver 8.
Sorry, Nate.
It's all right, Andrew.
Wasn't personal. Just business.
I understand.
Shane has an X. Andrew has no X's because I screwed up giving him one earlier. So, Shane, you got to get this right.
Brandon Cooks.
Wide receiver 12.
That's a great answer. Damn.
Yeah, younger Brandon Cooks that people liked a little more than they do now. A lot more than they do now. So we're back to Andrew.
Stephon Diggs.
He is not on the list. So you have an X. Shane has an X. So you gotta keep getting them right. Back to you, Shane. Shane. S-H-A-N-E, Shane.
Not S-C-O-O-T.
No.
Dang.
Oh, I've got a couple names in my head, and I don't know which one to go with. Let's go with Emmanuel Sanders.
He is not on the list. Ooh. So, Andrew, can you get this and knock him out, or Shane gets another shot?
Amari Cooper.
Wide receiver 4.
Dang.
Andrew takes the game. You guys missed wide receiver 2, by the way. Anybody want to think a minute and guess who that one is?
Terrell Owens.
The other ones are very
Terrell Owens.
Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, so Andrew actually ended up killing in that game. It was 13-3-2 was the final score.
Wait, what was number two though? Who was wide receiver two?
I was gonna see if you guys had a guess, but it was Mike Evans.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Was Adam Thielen on there too?
He was not.
Okay. Thielen was my other guess. Yeah.
I'll go through the ones you guys didn't get, which unless you have any other guesses you want to throw out there.
No, Thielen was my other one. Brandon Cooks, Demaryius Thomas.
Nope.
I thought about Demaryius Thomas, but he was already with the Texans by then.
Yeah, I figured he was too old at that
point. Wide receiver seven was AJ Green.
Oh, totally.
Listen to this one. Wide receiver 11 was Sammy Watkins.
Wow.
That's when he was with the Rams.
Is it? Was he still with the Bills then? Or?
No, I think he was.
No, I think he might have been. Maybe.
I think that was his year with the Rams.
He was traded, and there was a lot of hype. Yeah.
Yep.
Resigned. He wasn't traded. But.
So much hype.
Wide receiver 13 was Dez Bryant.
Oh.
Dude.
And wide receiver 14 was Corey Davis.
Of course. Really? It was.
And that was early. It was like his rookie year or second year. People were still super high. Even if it was a second year. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But even if it was a second year, people were still high on it.
I really wanted to say Calvin Ridley, but I was pretty sure that was his rookie year and he wasn't going to be on there.
That high. Okay, so Andrew, you get the win there. You got one game up so far. So I'll let you pick the next game. Do you want to go with the name game or the NFL leaders BS game?
Oh, we always save name game for last. So let's go with the NFL leaders.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of similar to what we just did in that it's going to be a list of players. But it's going to the way we guess them is going to be a little different. What we're going to do is we're going to start, and I guess we'll start with Andrew because he picked the game just like we did last time. And you say, I'm going to give you a category of, these players did X and how many of them there are. And then you have to bid, essentially, how many you think you can get of that list. So Andrew will start. You can start as low as
2020.
This is all from 2020, yes.
Okay.
Most of these are statistics. You'll see as we get into it. Basically what you're doing is, bidding. How many do you think you can get? Andrew can start as high as low as he wants, or whoever starts first, and then we go around, keep bidding, and then at any point you want to stop or you don't want to go higher than the last person or you don't think they can do it, you say BS, and then they have to do it. So... if they get them, they get, if they, like, say Andrew says seven, and then Shane, you just say BS right off the bat. If Andrew gets seven of whatever the category is, and he names seven guys, and he's right on all of them, he gets 2 points. If he doesn't, then you get 1 point.
Okay.
And we'll just go around until somebody says BS. So, once someone says BS, the third person is out of scoring for that round.
No strikes.
No strikes or any. Yeah. And once you have to list the guys, you don't get any mulligan. You have to name. If you say I can do 10, you have to name all 10 without getting one wrong. That's what this means.
Just checking. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll start with you, Andrew. And the first thing is there were 14 players who had 900 rushing yards in 2020. And kind of an arbitrary number, but I had to do that to get to at least 14. I didn't want to be lower than that. So 14 players, 900 rushing yards in 2020. How many do you think you can name?
Six.
Okay, Shane, you can sit. You can go higher or you can call BS.
I'm going to call BS.
Great. This is terrific. I'm really glad I started at six. All right, 900 rushing yards.
Yep, in last had to exceed season. 900 rushing yards in 2020.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes, 979.
Okay, well, off to a good start. Alvin Kamara.
932. He was the last guy on the list.
Derrick Henry.
2027, yes.
One end to the other, yeah. Dalvin Cook.
Yep, he was second.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Shane gets the point.
I was risking it.
Yeah, there was you only got three there. You need to get six. So that was, I guess that was a good call. I thought you might get the six, but
I thought you'd get the six.
I was a little concerned because that was I felt like even with that being high, it was conservative, but I don't know. It just seemed really high. So I was like,
I went risky.
Let's take it out of the gate.
Yeah, when you can't get any wrong, you can't go risky. Risky, Andrew.
That's how I live my life.
So real quick, just since I wrote them all down, I will tell you them. It's JT, Aaron Jones, James Robinson, David Montgomery, Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs, Lamar Jackson, Melvin Gordon, Ronald Jones, and Kenyon Drake were the 14 the other guys that made it to 900. So he gets 1 point for Shane there. Let me just put that on the score sheet. And okay, next one. We will start with Shane as we rotate around. There were 18 players who had at least – I'm sorry, 16 players who had at least 25 passing touchdowns in 2020. How many do you think you can name?
I should really be higher this, but I'm going to start conservative and say four.
Okay. Nate?
I'm going to say five.
And by the way, I mean, you may have already realized this, but you don't have to just jump it up one. If you wanted to say like eight, you can do that.
I'm being conservative.
I get it. I'm just letting you know. Yeah. I didn't want to make you think you had to go four, five, six, seven. You can do whatever you want. You could say 16 if you wanted to.
I'm baiting Andrew. That's all.
Don't call him BS. I'm not doing this again. No, BS. Go ahead. Name me five.
Five. BSing love.
Yeah. Five.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we're going to go Josh Allen.
Allen is one, yes.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, yes.
We've got, oh my God, why is my brain broke? Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert, yes, 31.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, 26.
So that's three. That's four.
Four. Brady, so Allen, Herbert, and Murray. You only need one more.
Okay. Matt Ryan.
Yes, I just find it so interesting, the five guys you said, because you did not say Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Patrick Mahomes.
Right. My brain works.
That's what I mean. Like, when you're on, when you have to name them, it is so much harder. So I'm like, you know what? Five might actually work. This could happen. I don't know.
Other ones that would be Cousins, Watson, Tannehill, Roethlisberger, Carr, Baker, and Lamar.
Yep.
And did you say Rodgers, Nate?
No,
he did not.
So that's why I was pointing at me, because if you know my three favorite teams, two of them were on this list. It was Rodgers and Baker.
I know, but then I looked at you and you started pointing at yourself. I was like, Matt Ryan.
Because I hate Matt Ryan.
So Nate was able to answer them all. So he got 2 points for that. So two to Nate, one to Shane, and zero for Andrew so far. Okay, the next thing, Nate.
Yes, sir.
There were 18 players with 85-plus receptions in 2020. How many do you think you can name?
Four.
Five.
See, it's so funny. The last time I did this, people were saying like 13.
And it's just players. It's not a position specific, correct?
Right.
Correct.
I'll go six.
I'll call BS on Shane.
Love it.
Cool.
Cool. You're welcome.
Devontae Adams.
I'm in like the double digits. Sorry, Shane. Yeah. Devontae Adams. Yes, is one.
Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Calvin Ridley.
Although he just barely did with 87. Calvin Ridley, 90. Yes.
Waller.
Yes.
Kelsey.
Yes. That's five.
Stephon Diggs.
Yes. Who led the league in receptions with 127.
Cool. I actually had a seventh player on there, and it was TJ Hawkinson. Is he on there?
He is not.
Oh, thank God. I literally pivoted to Diggs at the last minute. I was like, I had my top three dynasty receivers, which are Ridley, Devontae, and Hill. And I was like, who's right after them? Duh, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, the other guys were Hopkins, Lockett, Keenan Allen, Juju, Robbie Anderson.
Juju?
Juju had 97 catches.
Wow.
Yeah, Robbie Anderson at 95, Amari Cooper, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Deontay Johnson, Justin Jefferson, Terry McLaurin.
It always sounds so easy when you're listing them off.
Right?
When you have to name it, you're like, Jefferson. I have nothing. I have no names. Why don't I know NFL players? Like,
I know. It is funny when you are on the clock. Like, it's hard.
Something that's been kind of wild for me as an old person is I remember when Marvin Harrison had like 111 catches one season. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
What?
No one will ever beat that.
And, well, I mean, here we are.
So, Andrew, you cannot win this game.
Thank God.
There's only 2 points up for grabs each round. Shane has 3. Nate has 2. Yeah, because you got one on the BS. So
I thought I had 4.
You got 2 that time for getting them all right. So we are into the last round. It's either going to be Nate or Shane. You can just play spoiler, I guess, Andrew. I guess it would help Shane more if you actually got the points this round. So for the last one, there are 21, and this is you starting, Andrew, 21 non-QBs who finished with over 230 fantasy points in PPR 1.5 tight end premium. Again, kind of arbitrary, but I just wanted a big list, and that's the number I've used. So 23, so PPR, I think, works out to about 14 points a game. Non-quarterbacks, PPR, 1.5 tight end premium. There were 21 total players who finished, like I said, non-QBs, who finished with 230 fantasy points or more, which, like I said, I think works out to around 14-ish points per game. So
2.
He was very elaborate with his 2.
Yeah. 4.
I'll go 5.
6.
I'm like trying to write down names as I'm thinking of them. This should really 7.
I call BS on that.
There you go. So one of these guys is gonna, one of these guys is gonna get the point. And if Shane doesn't do it, it's a tie. So I have to come up with a tiebreaker. So Shane said 7.
Mm-hmm.
So
Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley is 1, yes.
Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, yep.
Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Stephon Diggs.
Correct.
Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Darren Waller.
Yes.
Alvin Kamara.
Yes. See, this one I thought was easier than most of the rest of them, actually.
Man. And
I just didn't have time to write them down, and they weren't coming to me.
Me too. Just so many top guys. Like, yeah. You don't have to know how many catches they had or touchdowns. You just, you know. So, yeah, you actually, you had like 7 of the top 10. Tyreek, Derrick Henry, DeAndre Hopkins, DK, A-Rob, Justin Jefferson, James Robinson, Adam Thielen, Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Aaron Jones, David Montgomery, Robert Woods, and Tyler Lockett were the 21 guys. So Shane takes that game with a 5-2-2-0 score, Andrew. Sorry about that.
Fine. So I'm just saving energy for the name game. It's fine.
It makes up for the 13-3-2 ass whipping he gave us.
Exactly.
Right.
Now, so remember, though, I started that game with Logan Thomas, which was a horrible guess. Yeah. So I gave you guys a chance.
So that means we move on to the name game. And I will try to explain this without screwing it up. So basically, I think you guys are unaware, but I feel I need to explain it for the listeners at home. We have a theme, which I'll get to in a minute, and a player. And basically, the answer to the theme and the player have to meld together into sort of one phrase with at least one overlapping syllable. The letter does not count. People have gotten that confused before. Just because it ends with an R and begins with an R does not work. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to name, I guess I'll just give the theme so that'll make it easier to explain. The theme is going to be Disney/Pixar characters. So I will give you a clue to the Disney character and a division for the player. And you have to make them work together to make one phrase that all runs into each other. And whatever one I give first is what comes first. If I give the Disney Pixar clue first, then that's first in the answer. If I give the division first, that's what's first in the answer. You buzz in by saying your name. So you would say, like, Scott. No, you say Shane. I had to do that. You would say Shane if you think you know the answer. If you guys need it, if you're stumped on when I first give the first clue, there are hints. You can get a hint to the Disney character. You can get a hint to the player, which is always the team that they play for. If you get it with zero hints, you get 3 points. If you get it with one hint, you get 2 points. If you get it with both hints, you get 1 point. And obviously, if nobody gets it, there's a zero. So
I have a question I've been dying to ask.
Yes.
Can I say Nate's name and force him to answer the question?
No, you cannot do that.
I didn't think so.
Okay, so I think I got everything in there. You guys got it?
Yeah, sir. I got it.
Okay. Oh, there is one thing I did not get in there. The way this is going to work for the clue for the Disney Pixar character, on each one, I will just give the name of the movie they are in. These are all pretty classic Disney movies and pretty well-known characters for the most part. There's a couple I'm a little worried you guys might be a little iffy on, but so I'll just say the name of the movie and the division, and then you'll have to come up with the character and the player.
Okay.
So the first one is Toy Story and NFC West wide receiver. Toy Story and NFC West wide receiver. Again, you can always...
There's so many characters in Toy Story.
Yeah, there are.
They have to meld directly into each other, right?
Yes. With one, at least one overlapping syllable, like I said. And the movie's first. The character is first in the answer. So,
Oh, Andrew.
Andrew.
Would DeAndre Hopkins.
That is not what I had, but the way we do this is if you come up with the correct answer, it still counts. So that is correct.
Yes. Boo.
That is a correct answer. I am not going to penalize for not doing the one I put down. It's the one I had was Wood Debo Samuel.
Oh. That's good too.
But no, if you come up with an answer that works and is not a stretch, which that was not, because I don't know if anybody listened to the episode question that Gabe was on, but he tried to pull that. It did not even make sense. So
I was thinking Woody Robert Woods, but that's why I asked my question.
D does not overlap with Robert Woods. So so that's 3 for Andrew for the first question. Okay, this is one of those ones where I'm a little I'm hoping you guys know the character. I'm hoping you know your Disney. This one is not as major of a character. I will give you that hint to begin with. Beauty and the Beast and NFC East running back.
Man.
Yeah,
Andrew, I got one to try. I don't think it's right. It's a little bit Gastani Pollard.
Yes.
Wow, yes, dude. Well done.
I thought it was Gaston. Is it Gaston?
I think it's Gaston.
Gaston.
Okay. It's Gaston. So poetic license there.
That's why I was like, I think.
But the spelling works there. We do ones with poetic license. I should have said that. I was thinking it was more Gaston. But yeah, I guess it is Gaston. I guess Russ would be disappointed with me not knowing the correct pronunciation.
Yeah, yeah. Russ is not going to like that. I wouldn't be shocked if he interjects an edit here.
But he'll appreciate the category, though. He'll appreciate the theme. So hopefully that makes up for it. So 2 for Andrew. So 6 points overall for Andrew.
Shane, we suck at this.
There are 7 of these altogether, and each one is worth the potential of 3 points. So there's plenty of time to come back. So the next one is NFC South running back and the Lion King.
Lion King's second.
I always find it interesting. Some people just think about it. I see Andrew writing names down.
Nate?
Yes.
Mike Davis Scar?
No. Sorry. <It's> Again, okay. That's a letter. That's another letter type thing where the syllables.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's Scar. Gotcha. Yeah.
So if you did not realize, once you give an answer, you are eliminated from guessing the rest of the time. So it's now just Shane and Andrew. And you guys, if you need a hint, you can take a hint. You just have to agree to take the hint and which one.
Oh, Yeah, I think this works. Andrew.
Andrew.
Alvin Kamara Fiki.
Yes.
Shit.
Dude, damn it, this so is right good. In Andrew's wheelhouse.
Dude, so it's so we Jen and I listened to the name game from FYF, and she's like, "You're gonna suck at this." Like, I know I'm gonna suck at this.
I thought I was gonna be good, but I can't.
I'm redeeming myself so much from last year.
Pre-show, he was doing. He listened to one of the episodes today, and he was doing really good at it, and not so much so far.
Still got a chance, guys. Still got a chance.
Cars and NFC West running back.
This doesn't count as a real guess, but my first thought was like Tomakers. You know what I mean? Like, like it's not at all the right way to do that, but yeah. I was like, that's just too funny.
I should know this because my kid watches, he has all of the Cars. Oh, yep, man.
Cars and NFC West running back.
I don't know Cars that well. I've only seen it a couple times, so I'm digging.
Ken, like I said, always get a hint on either the character or the player.
I will take a hint on the character.
Same.
Good with that, Shane?
Yeah, I guess
you'll
so.
Have to agree. Okay. It's the main character of all three Cars movies.
God, okay. I was afraid of that. And it was NFC West, I think you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Andrew.
Andrew.
Lightning McQueen O'Benjamin.
That is correct.
Dang it.
And Andrew has officially won the game and therefore won the night, but I did seven. We're doing seven, damn it.
Darn right.
yeah, man, Andrew's killing it. He's got 12 points. He's got all of them with no clue. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was
one points. Clue.
But that still would prohibit anybody else from winning because there's only 9 points left. So 11 points for Andrew.
Can we dock him a point for not getting the first one technically correct? I don't think it changes anything.
Bring it on, Scott. Let's go.
I don't think it changes anything. It still works, but
we're going to keep playing anyway. I mean,
yeah, we're going to do these last three for fun. And maybe you guys can, you know, get a little respectability here and get one or two right.
I'm not holding my hopes out for it, but
okay. The next one is the only repeat movie I did, which is a different character, obviously. The Lion King and AFC South quarterback.
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys a minute.
I love that Angie knows it. Now that it doesn't matter, I'll give him a chance.
That's right. Go ahead. I want you guys to have fun. I could be wrong, too. Like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's
yeah.
True.
Sheen and I are both like,
What? Rocky, was this character mentioned earlier?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. So it was not the same character as the answer, but it was mentioned by someone.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, I know exactly. I made it pretty clear.
Why can't I not think of AFC South quarterbacks?
Dude, I can't either.
You want me to put you out of your misery?
No.
Good. Okay, good. Good, good.
I'm like, seriously, like, the AFC South, all of a sudden, I don't even remember the division.
He's in the AFC South for the first time this year. He just moved into that division.
Scarson Wentz.
Yes. Scarson Wentz.
Thank you, Shane. I was thinking, so in my brain, I was like Philip Rivers in Indy. My brain was straight Philip Rivers in Indy still.
That's funny.
That is funny because I know Carson.
So, yes, it was Scarson Wentz. So we got two more. Hopefully someone can get it before Andrew. The Little Mermaid and NFC South running back. This was not one of the easier ones, so I don't know.
Oh, man. I'm having a really
NFC
hard time.
South running back?
Yes.
I can't even remember the characters from The Little Mermaid right now.
Same. I'm like, drawing a blank on a lot of their names.
I'll
try one. I don't think this is it, but I'm just going to say it, and then if I'm wrong, I'm out, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ursula Tavius Murray.
That's it.
God damn it.
Dude, I was trying to think of
her. I was literally writing Latavius Murray.
Oh, man. Okay, and the last one. And as Andrew said, we'll put you guys out of your misery. Going back in the day, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and NFC East running back.
Sleepy Ezekiel Elliott.
Close.
You
Oh, no, that one works. Yeah, it does work. Mine works better, but yours works. Mine was Sneezekiel Elliott.
Sneezy and Sleepy have the same ending, except for it's like
Z. Yeah, but Sneezy, you get
the Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel
Elliott, yeah.
So. Okay, that's good.
That's why I said mine works better. But you're right. That did work, just like Andrew's did work. So
good job, Shane. You pulled
out 6 points there, Shane. So you only lost by 8.
How many did that get again?
That would be a big zero, Nate.
That's what I told you.
You competed admirably, but did not win any games or score any points in that game.
I tried my best.
It's your participation trophy. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very happy that I actually kept this show to approximately an hour, because usually mine go way too long. But Andrew, congratulations. You got that was your second game of the night, so you win the night. Which means you will be returning. There is I forgot to mention this, the thing in the DM group, but there is a tournament of champions coming up. Once we get, about 2 or 3 more new winners, Russ is going to be putting that together. So you will be coming back at some point. I don't know when. But congratulations. I just want to give you'll be the first to sign off here. Give your Twitter handle, anything else you want to plug. Go right ahead.
Sure. So I'm on Twitter at Andrew Hall FF. I'm writing for Pro Football Network coming up again here in August and throughout the season. I'm also writing for Fantasy Pros. I just released a couple articles on there looking at target regression and who's going to have, you know, more or fewer or more targets than last year and all that. So I always just tell people, just find me on Twitter. I'll be happy to talk, have a discussion. And then again, of course, last but not least, hosting the great Dynasty Junkies podcast with my man Rocky over here and Scott Sidlow, kind of rotating through the year, I guess. Here we'll kind of see how that rotation will line up. But yeah, we got a great show tomorrow actually scheduled with Shane Manila and Jeremy Browen from the Trades HQ crew.
Mike Sipes might join us. Out, that'll be like a week ago. But
last week we had an episode with Shane Manila and Jeremy Browen from the Trades HQ crew. That should be fun. But yeah, looking forward to this and appreciate you letting me win, guys. That was very nice of you.
So, Shane, as the guy came in second, I'll let you go next. So, yeah, give your Twitter handle, anything else you want to say.
You can follow me, guys, on Twitter at FFShaneB.
That's Shane, S-H-A-N-E.
Yes, S-H-A-N-E. Now, here's,
I have to keep making fun of myself. Sorry.
Here's the funny part, Rocky. You can follow our website Twitter handle at FF_collective. That is K-O-L-L-C-T-E-I-V. So a K and no E. And then I'm the co-host of the Fantasy Nightcap. You can follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Nightcap. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube at our collective page, as well as on Apple Podcasts or your preferred podcasting network. And if you have not, sign up for Polly's Playoff.
Yes, that's a great – it's a whole charity tournament thing. I love that. So, yeah. And Nate, again, Shane, Andrew, Nate, all of you, thanks for coming on. Nate, why don't you just give anything else you want to say, your Twitter handle, anything you want to plug.
So you can find me at JanateJackFF on Twitter. Going to be changing to my just regular name soon, but I don't know when. I'm scared. I'm terrified. You can find me with In Between Media. I write during the season a weekly column with some redraft advice, as well as kind of talking about how weird my life is. Jen and I have, if you're not familiar with my wife, at Jen Paulboat, you're doing everything wrong because she is way better than me. We are launching 32 and 32 FF on Twitter and on the web and on YouTube. It's going to be a podcast where we cover 32 teams in 32 minutes for redraft purposes. Quick, easy, super digestible. And then I've got the Coming Off the Edge show every Tuesday with Corey Spela and James Kreese, FF Chef, and Jeff Bell, and the FF Thieves. Shout out Thieves. We've got some really cool things in the works over there as well. and y'all are my bros, and that's all I got, and I'm out.
Okay, and again, like I said, thanks to all three of you for coming on. I really appreciate it. This was fun. That will finish us up for this episode, though. We'll be back sometime soon. I believe Russ has a game, set of games ready to go. So probably within the next week or two after you hear this, there will be another episode coming out, hopefully with Russ hosting. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, we're out.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. With a dummy. Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.